Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
It's home to 19 people, but Ona Curragh, a mental health residential facility in Middleton in County Cork, is due to be closed at the end of October by the HSE. It is, say the HSE, no longer fit for purpose, and residents will be transferred to other facilities around the country. The planned move is causing great distress to patients and families, and tonight a public meeting in Middleton will hear calls not to close the service. Meanwhile, tomorrow, the Éireachtas Subcommittee on Mental Health will question the HSE about the decision to close Ona Curragh. I'm joined on the line now by the Chief Executive of the Mental Health Commission, John Farrelly, and also by Mary Hurley, whose sister is a resident in Ona Curragh. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might come to John Farrelly first of all, because this is something I've spoken with you about on this programme recently, John, if I recall correctly. And the Mental Health Commission, you've inspected Ona Curragh on a number of occasions. You might tell listeners a little bit about the facility first of all.
Yeah, so it's a facility I think that was built in the 1960s. And it would have provided long-term care for a long time, and then it registered as an approved centre. So it's quite an old building, and it provides continuing care. So continuing care is for people who might necessarily be acutely ill, but we need a lot of work and a lot of help in order to go out, you know, into the community. In inspecting it, the bottom line is that it's not, the premises, you know, aren't great. And what we found on the inspection in January is that there was an issue in terms of the premises and the safety. And I suppose from our perspective, and just to be clear, we don't decide which centres open or close. We inspect the centres, and then we require the providers to give us a response to make sure the centres are, you know, suitable for what they do. And this will be regular around the country. Like, we've often put things to the HSE. For example, in a place down in Cork, another centre, they've invested significant money in it to bring it up.
And I remember discussing that with you as well. But just in relation to Ona Curragh, you inspected in January, and you then you had a very focused inspection in June. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And what did you find in June then?
So in June, we found that when we inspected in January, we were worried about the premises, and we asked the HSE to look at it from a fire safety perspective, which they did. And then really when we were dealing with the HSE, we weren't getting appropriate responses that you would expect. And so we had to call them in for meetings, and you were really, you know, pushing hard for them to respond appropriately. And then when the HSE advised us they were closing the centre, we decided we'd go down and do a more focused inspection. And that's the reason we did. And to give you a sense of how serious it was, the inspector herself led this. And so what they looked at, the premises element and also the therapeutic element, because I wouldn't like to think people to think it's just about premises. Mm-hmm. You know, people need to have the proper care and attention and treatment. So, for example, after the first inspection, you know, we found there wasn't an occupational therapist in place, and some work had been done on that. And again, some of the nurses were leading, again, out on trying to include, you know, to make it better for residents. But there was still, a high risk there in that it wasn't compliant with the regulation.
And did you feel then, given the HSE's reaction, and I don't know if you'd call it a lack of progress in rectifying the problems that you were outlining to them, do you feel that the closure of the facility is merited at this stage?
Well, do you see, Cormac, in law, I have no law in terms of, it is up to the provider to decide if they will provide the centre or not. And I don't mean to be, you know, I really do.
No, so you have no role in deciding if it remains open or not. Is that what you're saying? So exactly. Let me put it another way. If there was to be no other investment in Ona Curragh, would you be happy to sign off and say this facility is okay?
Well, no, it needs investment. But like many centres around the country, so let me put it in perspective. Say in this area, which is in the Cork area, there's many other centres that aren't, you know, that will need a lot of investment as well. So, and we've written nationally to the HSE and indeed regionally to the HSE. They're going to have to make choices about investing in these centres. But I suppose I'd come from another angle. We're all paid out of the public purse. We've been paid throughout our careers. The idea that residents and their relatives will get a couple of months' notice because we haven't been on top, or in this case, the HSE hasn't been on top of their brief to make sure premises are up to scratch. That's just not acceptable. And what that points to is a significant governance issue.
I'll come to Mary Hurley in just a second, because this is apparently causing some distress for the residents, number one, but also their families. And are you sure that they... And we're told, what, that they'll be transferred to various facilities in Munster or in Cork? Or?
Yeah, so we wouldn't... I wouldn't be assured about... I would need significant information from the HSE around this. So what we are requiring is that they listen to the people. Now, and I'm talking about the people who live in the centre. Mm-hmm. So these are the service users. Their will and preferences, not anyone else's, their will and preferences about what they want or where they want to live. There is an issue in that. I'm not sure where the HSE... Like, it'll take time to figure out where people will go. Now, I absolutely appreciate if the technical people are saying it's absolutely unsafe and we need to close it if that's the case. But we also need to make sure that, on balance, the needs of the people... Because moving people of a certain age is not good either. Mm-hmm. So there's a cost-benefit analysis.
So you need to see and hear the explanation for all of this and make sure that the decision is merited. That's basically what you're saying. Will you say
Cormac, I also need to see something else.
Okay.
And what we're looking for is that any move is based on the person's, all their clinical needs, Graham, but also their will and preferences. What the person wants. So that individual. So it's not a case of, you know, people are moved inappropriately. And we know there's going to be an issue finding places because we know some of the other centres are struggling. So, mm-hmm. What we're trying to do here is make sure that any moves are in the best interests of the patients or the service users.
Stay with me, John Farrelly of the Mental Health Commission, for a moment, if you don't mind, because I have with me Mary Hurley, as I say, as well. And Mary, you're very welcome to the programme. Your sister is a resident of Ona Curra for a number of years, I believe. You're actually on your way to a meeting, a public meeting in Middleton now about this, are you?
That's right, Cormac. And just to say, when I hear the conversation, you know, talking about premises, I would really want to be very clear with everyone that Ona Curra is the resident's home.
Mm-hmm.
My sister has been a resident for over 25 years in Ona Curra, and she has lived there for the last 25 years. She moved to Ona Curra from an institutional setting, and the transition for her from that setting to Ona Curra was a very slow, very difficult, very challenging process for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it took her a good number of years to find her feet and feel comfortable and feel safe and secure in the centre. And with the support of the service, she gradually found her feet, found her place, really, and she became involved in groups initially in the centre itself, and then as her confidence grew, with the encouragement of the staff and her key nurse, did a year long course in the middle of Middleton town, which she was able to walk to from the Ona Curra Centre, and out of that her life became transformed. She joined a local women's group called Nimble Singers, and her connection and her attachment to this group has been transformative for her. She has friends, she goes down the town, she meets people who are in the group. Even in COVID times, women from that group were in contact with Anna, and some of those women are coming along to this meeting tonight. So when I hear people talking about premises and talking about kind of, buildings like that, I really, really want to remind people that this is home.
This is her home. And this is your sister's home for the last 25 years. And she seems to have a much fuller life now than what you described previously, Mary.
Oh, completely. I mean, I'm talking about an institutional setting where she was very very unwell, and her rehabilitation really didn't begin proper until she came to Oneacre, and it was a very slow, careful process,
yeah,
because the level of need was so high.
I understand.
And the idea of moving, from here, is you have no idea of how traumatic it is for her
and
for
it's obviously
all the residents. You know, it is this idea that we get this notice at the end of June. And we actually had our first family meeting this week. Last Thursday. And we are talking about 11 weeks have gone by. I tried to make contact with the service to have these meetings, and they didn't happen. So I think to expect us to turn around and have some idea as to what we're going to do now is just so unethical and so unfair on these services.
The uncertainty must be a huge burden for the residents, primarily, Mary.
Completely. It is shocking, actually. And I suppose the other part of all of this that hasn't been mentioned is it's not just the home of the residents. It also has a respite service, and there's a day service that go with the centre. And what all of those are under a threat with this being closed.
Yeah.
So it is really, and this is serving a huge catchment area. You're talking about Cove, Middleton, Yall,
yeah,
and Glenville. These are very large populations.
I think the most powerful thing that I've heard from you, Mary, is that you're calling this their home, and that is primarily what it is, isn't it? But you're also saying it's very much tied into the community there in Middleton, and they can walk to various facilities or services in the town, and that has to be good for the people who use Oneacre. But can I put something to you? And you're on your way, as you say, to this public meeting about this decision, which is apparently causing an awful lot of distress, and you'll know that better than me, among the residents and also their families as well. What about what the HSE have said? They say that this building isn't fit for purpose anymore, and they say no amount of expenditure could bring the building to an acceptable standard. What do you say to that?
I would say that I hear the concern about the physical premises, but the premises is the building. So I would say that the building needs to be repaired, if that's possible, or indeed replaced. Mm-hmm. This is a service, and you're talking about residents and part of the population who are a particularly vulnerable group, and the idea that they should be expected at 60 years of age to just be dispersed to other centres where they know no one, they have no connections,
yeah,
they have no attachments. It's just cruel, to be honest with
That'd
you.
That'd be it difficult on anyone, wouldn't it, really?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the idea that you would do this to one of the most vulnerable groups of our society, I find it shameful.
Mary, can I ask you, if your sister was to be transferred to another place, many, many miles from Middleton, of course, I don't know where that could be or if that would be the case, how would that affect your sister?
I think the loss for her would be just devastating. I think we have relatives living in this area in Middleton who visit with her, who she visits. She has her Nimble Fingers group. She has the church group that she goes to. She has so many other drop-in points in the town. Like, she can go to the coffee shop. She goes and meets other residents. She meets people in the day service. All of that is gone. And it is the idea of just taking all of that away, having taken years to build up.
It's quite simply not just finding a place, is it? Because
it's not. And Cormac, sorry. The point of this is, what is being proposed are services where they're more like institutional settings. I mean, this service in Middleton is in the middle of the town. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
In terms of if we're being sincere about integration and seeing people who have mental health difficulties as citizens within the community, hiding away and putting people away in institutional settings is a retrograde step.
Yeah.
We spend years trying to get away from that, and that seems to be what seems to be being proposed for some of these residents.
Okay. Can I get a final word with John Farrelly of the Mental Health Commission? John, the Edith Subcommittee on Mental Health will question the HSE about this decision on Ona Cara tomorrow. I wonder, is it possible that it could be reversed and the investment needed to bring the building up to scratch, could that be done, I wonder?
Well, yes, everything is possible. I'd like to think that that may be a possibility, because I think what's unfolding here and absolutely, is that we have a number of human beings who are very vulnerable. The regulator is saying to the HSE, we want a detailed implementation plan. We want you to make sure you've individually consulted people and their families, how you propose to transfer people, where you propose to transfer them. So there's a lot of unanswered questions from our end as well.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose one of the things we were also asking was, because we are getting feedback from people on the ground, is that relatives and are also consulted as well as the residents. So, the Oireachtas Committee hopefully will question the HSE and hold them to account.
Okay.
I suppose what's so sad is for me is that I've looked up, say up in Monaghan, there's continuing care needs up there, it's up in a beautiful place. I suppose in Cork, they're behind the times in a lot of their centres. So it will be interesting to see if it's possible to find a centre for people. But probably better, listen to the wisdom of people, is that to have a look at keeping people, in the community where they belong.
Okay, look, we'll leave it there for the moment. John Farrelly, thank you very much indeed. And Mary Hurley, on your way to that public meeting in Middleton, thank you very much indeed. And we will definitely, anyone going to the public meeting in Middleton, rest assured, we'll keep an eye on what the Edictus Committee says on this tomorrow and the decision made. Thank you both very much for joining us on Drive Time.